This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. You've heard of the Human Genome Project. Well, now get ready for the Music Genome Project. A company in Oakland called Savage Beast is cataloging songs down to the smallest of details and determining how they relate to and complement one another. Savage Beast uses a computer program that evaluates each song by 400 distinct musical attributes, not just, well, it's got a nice beat and it's easy to dance to. So, let's say for a music lover who enjoys Proud Mary, and that's certainly stretching the term, the program can link to other music that shares some of Proud Mary's 400 distinct qualities, songs that they venture a person would probably also like. So joining us from our studios in San Francisco is the founder of Savage Beast, Tim Westergren. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So now, how is this different than, say, ordering a Hank Williams CD on Amazon, and the next time you log in, Amazon says, well, you'd probably, in addition to Hank Williams' greatest hits, you'd probably like his lesser hits and music by Ernest Tubbs.
Yeah, this is a very, very different approach. What we've done actually is, using people, trained musicians, we've listened to now an enormous amount of music and analyzed each individual song based on its distinct musical properties. As you mentioned, close to 400 unique musical characteristics. So we're capturing everything from melody and harmony to rhythm, form, compositional qualities, lyrical content. It's really a detailed taxonomy of music. So essentially capturing all the details that give a piece of music its individual sound or style.
We mentioned Proud Mary in the beginning. I mean, with all due regard to a big hit and a song that's important to millions of people around the globe even today, does Proud Mary even have 400 attributes?
Yes, every song, yes, it does. Yes, I mean, every song can be understood along these many, many dimensions. And what we're really trying to do is capture anything about a piece of music that might be a reason why somebody likes it.
But let's listen to an example, if we could. The smell of hospitals in winter, and the feeling that it's all a lot of oysters, but no pearls. Now, this is Long December by the Counting Crows. All at once, look across a crowded room. Okay, so if you like Long December by the Counting Crows, what might come up?
Well, one recommendation would be a song called Tonight by an artist named Ben Arthur.
All right, let's take another short listen, then we're going to crossfade into Ben Arthur's Tonight.
Sure.
Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. A pile of shadows.
It does sound a little bit similar. What am I hearing?
So there are many elements that make these what we call musical neighbors. There's instrumentation, there's melodic contour, there's similar harmony. They're both very diatonic. But there's one particular element that I think is quite intriguing. They both avoid resting too much on the tonic, which is the root chord. And the effect of that to a listener is to create something of a meandering quality. And that's not something that maybe as a layperson you would be aware of, but you would not know what to call it, but you'd be aware of that in the song. And that's actually a characteristic of both of those artists.
How do people find you and take advantage of this?
Well, in a couple of months, this product will be fully available in a very interesting form. Unfortunately, I can't discuss in too much detail right now, where listeners will be able to have a conversation with the genome.
For those of us who don't quite know what that means, what does that mean?
There will be a product that will be available for someone to log into and actually interact with this, query it, and input songs they like, listen to music, have a full sort of music genome conversation on the web.
Another example of how this might work. Let's start with an old well, I guess they're all old, aren't they? Crosby, Stills, and Nash song.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word.
Okay, Mr. Westgren, rock my world.
So one thing that CSN is well known for is their very interesting use of harmony. In this, using the Music Genome Project, you could input that song and look for recommendations. And if you did that in the database and you said, you know, I like this song and I particularly like the sound of the vocals, we come up with a recommendation from a band called Rogue Wave. and they use very similar group vocal dynamics.
Please be kind.
Yes. They sound as if they were influenced by Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Which they undoubtedly were.
Mr. Reskin, we mocked Proud Mary a little bit, and that's just not right. Could you do Proud Mary for us?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I would be happy to. I assume you want the CCR version of that.
Yeah, I Can Tina was what we had in mind.
Oh, I Can Tina.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and type that in here. Okay, so here's what you get with that.
Okay.
Proud Mary brings up 10th Avenue Freeze Out by Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
Had Me a Real Good Time by The Faces. Let's see, Gloria by Patti Smith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sweet Maxine by the Doobie Brothers.
This is fun. Yes.
Moving Out by Billy Joel.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Westgren, this has been a lot of fun. Nice talking to you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Tim Westgren is the founder of Savage Beast Technologies, and you can find out how to take advantage of that service by going to our website, npr.org. And if you like our website, let me tell you about a few more.